For those that don't know me, my name is Ross Mancala. I cover Naspers and Prosus for this report, as well as other tech, consumer staples, and healthcare. But today we'll be talking about probably South Africa's most loved company, especially from an international perspective. We're going to dive right in. All right, so we did a report on this in late Jan or middle of Jan, and quite a bit's happened since then. Back then, we just received the half year results, and since then, we received the full year results as a whole bunch of merger and acquisition activity. For those that haven't been following, Franco Laossi, I don't know if I'm saying that right, the CEO who took over in October last year, has been on a bit of a spree. They've made an offer which has been accepted and got completed in May for Despaga, which is an online travel agency in Latin America. That was for about 1.7 billion. It was at about a 33% premium on the share price at the time. And that's going to probably add about close to $800 million in sales to Prosus's portfolio of investments. And then quite recently, actually, they announced that they were going to acquire Just Eat Takeaway, which is a online a delivery platform in Europe for about 4.1 billion euros, and that's going to add another 3.8 billion revenue for the company, which is quite a lot considering that currently they do 6.2. So they did say they want to double revenue in the next year. So just with those two, they're almost there. But it's not really going to add much to the operating profit line, which has only recently just turned a profit for the first time ever, in fact. So they turned from 118 million loss to 179 million gain for the year of FY25. We're now in FY26, and that doesn't include these two acquisitions. These have gone through in the next financial year, and Just Eat Takeaway should be completed by the end of the year. It's been proposed to the board of Just Eat Takeaway, who've recommended it. So we should see that come through in probably the half year results, but Despaga will definitely come through in the half year results, and then we'll have to have a look for next year. But a good year for them, a 21% increase in revenue, and as I mentioned, they've turned a profit on the EBIT, which has always been an issue with Naspers and Prosus. It's all the valuation's been in 10 cents and the rest of their business has made a loss. So now we're sort of getting to that stage where these can actually start adding value and that discount to NAV can close. So from an update, our trends have changed quite materially. You can see their process at 935 Rand versus 700 Rand in January, and Naspers to just under 5,000 versus 3,600. If you cast your minds back to January, the Tencent had just been added to a Chinese military list by the US. Shares took quite the slump in the middle of January, and has had quite a significant recovery since then. The only other change we've also made is we've changed our holding company discounts for a number of factors, which I'll touch on in a moment. And we still have a holder recommendation. Thank you.